Manhunt continues for Palestinian terrorists who axed 3 Israelis to death on Independence Day. By Deborah Brand on May 6, 2022. A manhunt was underway Friday morning for 2 Palestinian terrorists who slayed 3 Israeli civilians with axes and injured 7 more in the Israeli city of Elat hours earlier. Israeli security forces have released the names of 2 suspects. Yonatan Havakuk, Boaz Gol, and Oren Benyatta were attacked towards the end of Israel's Independence Day with axes and knives in 2 different locations in the city, where celebrations were taking place. The 3 men, all young fathers, left behind 16 orphans. 7 more people were injured in the attack, with 2 of them still fighting for their lives on Friday morning. It comes amid a spate of terror attacks in Israel that have claimed the lives of 18 people. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett held a situational assessment with senior defense officials on Friday morning. "Our enemies have embarked on a murderous campaign against Jews, wherever they are. Their purpose is to break our spirit, but they will fail," said Bennett. "We will lay our hands on the terrorists and on those who collaborate with them. And they will pay the price. We won't surrender to terror," Foreign Minister Yair Lapid vowed. He added that the attack horrifies the heart and soul. "Security forces will catch the killers and those who sent them, and bring them to justice. We will continue to fight for our independence and the security of the citizens of Israel," he tweeted. A Hamas spokesperson described the attack as a brave operation that deals a heavy blow to Israel, and said the Palestinian nation will continue its struggle in defense of Al-Aqsa Mosque by all means, and its blows will hurt Zionists and settlers everywhere, according to the Yediot Aharonot newspaper reported. In the Gaza Strip, sweets were handed out to passers-by to celebrate the killings, the report said. On Wednesday, Israeli police warned that Palestinian terrorist groups, including Hamas in Gaza, have been spreading false information about alleged Israeli violations on the Flashpoint Temple Mount in Jerusalem, which has been the scene of violent clashes between Palestinian rioters and Israel police in recent weeks. The Temple Mount compound, which houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock Shrine, is Judaism's holiest site as the location of the biblical temples and Islam's 3rd holiest site. The leader of Hamas in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, this week threatened that if Israel violates the Al-Aqsa Mosque, it would launch another war.